just don't, like, the way I'm, where I'm at now, I just don't want it around me. You know, okay.
Well,
here's.
I mean, he's been a friend for a long time.
Dude used to live in my house.
So you don't want his, it's not even negativity, it's just, I don't know.
No, I don't want to.
What he is. I don't know what this guy is. See if you guys can identify, I mean, you guys, everybody's got friend stuff.
Here's the deal.
Listen to this story.
And if anybody's going to be completely honest with me right now, it's probably Monica. I have a friend of mine, his name is Jimmy. I know him forever. He lived in my house, like I said, he lived in my house for a while. But there's always, like, Jimmy's are just always, there's always...
Something. Yeah.
There's,
I mean, that's my opinion from 10 years.
There's just always something. Like, the one time I was in handcuffs is because of him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And then, like, he's just always, you know, he's got to be the guy. He always wants to be the center of attention. And that's fine. It's endearing to a point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's an endearing guy. I would say that.
You know, and he'll do anything for anybody. That he will. But when you, like... All right, so I hired him when I first bought my house. You know, he's an electrician. So I hired him to do work at my house. I never wanted a deal. I never wanted, I never asked for anything for nothing. I just didn't want to get ripped off, and I wanted to give my friend business.
Right.
So that's what I did. He had just quit his union job, and he was starting his own thing, and the timing was right. So I had him do all this work. Only to find out years later. Because I kept asking him to take care of something, and I could never get him back to the house. Mm-hmm. Can never get him back. And finally, another friend of mine who was an electrician was at the house. He's like, let me just check. He goes, dude, who did this? And I told him. He goes, nothing's up to code. None of your stuff is done to code. I said, what? He goes, look at it. Look at this. He goes, this isn't legal. And I called him. I go, Jimmy, I'm going to ask you a question. I don't want any stories.
Mm.
I want yes or no. Is the work in my backyard done to code? I'm like, what are you talking about? I said, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Is it or is it not?
Yes or no.
Right.
And he said, no. And I said, don't ever talk to me again. And I hung up the phone. And I didn't talk to him for a couple of years. And then everybody was on me to, like, let it go. And I was like, you know what? Okay. I let it go. Him and I, we got together. And I'm the godfather to his kid, but only because his brother didn't return his phone calls. and, you know, he's not easy. Like,
no, he's not.
He's a lot. He's a lot, but he's still Jimmy, and I loved him and everything else. And then I went to his house for the 4th of July, and he threw the mother of 4th of July parties.
Mm.
I mean, this dude made... He was like Grouchy light. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he did a big, big, big display of fireworks.
Okay.
Big. And when it was all over, I called him the next day. I said, Jimmy, that was one of the best things I've ever seen. You did a great job with that.
Mm.
You really should be proud of yourself. You're like, you really did a great job, because I know that's not something you just throw together, because he was taking out everything on pallets. And they were, all these pallets were wired together, and they were doing the...
He did his own display like that?
Yeah, he did all that stuff.
Oh,
and he
damn.
Goes, now he knew I was having the party at the end of July. He's like, John, I'm bringing fireworks. I'm going to do it by you. I go, no. I repeatedly said, Jimmy, I don't have the room for it.
Yep.
I said, no fireworks.
The neighbors are
no
tight.
Fireworks.
Yep,
I said, I got no room. I said, I don't want to, you know, I just don't need the fireworks. I appreciate it. You did a great job by you. I appreciate it. I'm bringing them. I'm not going to do them. I go, Jimmy, you're not doing, just no fireworks.
Mm.
Okay. A couple days later, we're talking. He's like, yeah, I'm going to bring... I go, Jimmy, no fireworks. No fireworks, no fireworks, no fireworks. Right?
Damn.
So, party comes. I'm sitting in the backyard. Boom! 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 Like, and I'm like...
Your own backyard.
I'm like, you mother...
Oh, man.
And then I found out later that he was telling people that he knows I said no, but he's going to do it anyway and watch Johnny freak out and this, that, and the other thing. And,
oh, boy.
And... I went outside. I looked him in the eye. I go, what did I tell you? He said, what did I tell you? He's like, he goes, nobody cares. I go, what did I tell you? I go, get him out of here. And I told everybody around us, get him out of here.
Yeah, right.
Like, I want him out of here, right? So I was really, really pissed.
Get him out of here.
I was really, really pissed off about it. And I didn't talk to him. He would call me, and I didn't return any phone calls. And then the day after my mother died, he called me. And I wasn't going to take the phone call. And I was like, you know what?
All right.
I'm going to take the phone call.
All right.
And I took it, and he's talking like nothing's going on. Mm. I said, Jimmy, you can't be this clueless. Yeah. And I just went at him with both barrels. Right. I mean, with every, because I had everything pent up from what was going on with my mother and my father and this and and I just, both barrels. I said, you just did it because you got to be the man. You got to be the guy. You want to be the center of attention. Mm. Nah, look at me, look at me, look at me. I said, you just got to be Jimmy. I said, I asked you time and time again. I said, why would I want to be around somebody who will show me, someone who calls himself my friend, who will give me that much disrespect in my own house to go ahead and do it?
Yeah, that's the tough part right there.
And then I said,
you're out of your house, your safety, your family safety, your neighbors, all that stuff.
And I knew my neighbor was going to go nuts. My neighbor's got a brand new BMW in the driveway. He's, you know what I'm saying? He had his awning was out.
I'll say, oh, good for him.
Right. So he's, well, you know, his awning was out. So all it takes is one of these fireworks to come down and burn a hole through the awnings. And
there's not an acre between houses.
No.
You need room.
And those awnings are very, very expensive. And I just said to him, I go, I just don't want it. With, you know, I'm done with this.
Safety,
man. I'm done with this. And I just like, and then I started screaming and I go, and now I'm going to make plans to bury my mother. Goodbye. Click. He showed up at the wake, gave my kids candy. I shook his hand.
That's the right thing to do.
He showed up at the wake.
Right.
And he knew he was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, you showed up at the wake. I shook your hand because I'm not going to make a scene at my mother's wake.
Of course.
Right? But we're not cool.
Right.
By any
stretch. No, I don't think he thought that either.
So we're not cool
He knew you weren't.
Right.
But he just did the right thing for your mom.
So then when I was away.
So if he wouldn't have showed up, it would have been the wrong thing?
No, I wouldn't have cared. I wouldn't have noticed. Okay.
I think that would have been the wrong thing to do. I mean, it takes some guts to show up after getting blasted the day before or whatever.
Well, yeah,
and knowing where you guys are at, but doing the right thing for you and your mom.
Fine.
And your family.
So
that's the right
thing. And I didn't ask him to leave or anything
right.
like that. It wasn't, you know, I wasn't going to do that.
Off topic.
So then, he like, after it was all over, like, I know I'm done. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, my inner circle is my sanctum. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know better than anybody. Mm-hmm. So it takes, when you get, these are the people I want that I know have my back. Like, if you're going to show up and show me that kind of disrespect in my own home, then I got nothing for you. Like, you're out now. And, you know, maybe it's not a big deal. So he called me, and I didn't answer the phone call. And then he called me again today, and I'm not taking the phone call. And then he shot me a text. He's like, I wanted to see if you wanted to go out to lunch. I go, dude. I said, Jimmy. He's like, are you working? I want to go out to lunch. I go, Jimmy, I'm not working. I go, I am working. I go, and you and I are far away from having lunch. I said, so just let me be.
Mm.
And then his response was like, I just want to say F off. Mm. And that was it.
Mm.
And I'm like, how could he be pissed off at me? I didn't do anything to disrespect him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do any until it was done to me. Like, I've never shown him that. Ever.
Right. But if that call today was his, like, he's trying, he's like, it's been a couple of weeks. He's like, listen, are you off? Or can you do lunch? Maybe he wants to go to lunch. Be like, listen, you know, I apologize. And, you know, I want to get back to being friends again.
I don't want to.
But I know. But then you said, and that's why he said F off.
Right. And I said, just, we're far from having lunch or anything else together anytime soon. Just let me be. And then it's F off. And which is fine. If he wants to be angry, he can be angry. But I have no guilt in it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel guilty towards the whole thing.
It's tough to let a friend go. I mean, that's a friend.
But you know what?
I mean, most times friends fade away.
But it's how many times do I deal with stuff with this one guy? I don't have these issues.
No, I get that.
I don't have these issues with, you know, my closest.
Right.
I don't have it. Yeah. I only have them with that one. So why would I continue to keep it around? Right? I mean, does that sound... I know it probably sounds harsh, and maybe it makes me sound like a scumbag, but why do I want issues? I don't want issues.
It sounds like, I mean, there from a guy who lived in your house in the past, he's done two things over how many years? I don't know.
No, those are the two.
Ending up
in handcuffs and then doing work on my home that I found out isn't legal.
Right.
You know?
Puts your family at risk again.
That's not to mention how many times, Johnny, I'll be there. I'll be there. And then never show up and never show up and never show up and never show up.
I understand that. He did that to me. I cut him off.
Is it all or nothing with you?
What do you mean?
I understandably disappointed, and everybody would agree he's wrong and he did the wrong thing. And no,
absolutely.
There's no argument with that.
Which time? With the fireworks?
All of it. And all the times we don't know about. You know what I mean? All of that. But like you said, he's been in your life, and you wouldn't, if you didn't consider him a true, true friend, you know, you wouldn't have kept him around this long after all a bunch of F-ups, right? There's right, some love there.
True. I swore the last time I was done.
Okay, but that's the thing. And then
everybody came to me. He's like, just, you know, let bygones be bygones. Just get back together. You
right.
know, put it away.
So you let him back in.
So I let him back in.
Right.
Only why is it bit, all or nothing?
Only to get bit in the ass.
Why is it you?
So where would he put him?
I have friends
outside
that are
the circle
me.
Of trust. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
And you still acquaintance. You don't cut him out of your life completely. You just don't call him for things sometimes. And sometimes you do when you're in the mood for it later down the road. And then he's just not, you know, you don't, I don't know how people write a close friend like that off, like a close friend to be completely out of your life. That's just not how I would roll. I would just, and the thing is, and I've learned this the hard way,
well,
I can't control
other
people. You can only control your reactions to how they act. You can now look at him as a friend that you are not going to trust, but he's still a part of your life because he used to live with you and you've known him forever and you care right. about him to a certain degree.
But, you know, and I smell an oh good for you coming, but I have a circle of friends that's big enough that I don't need to have the wild card in the mix.
Oh, good for you.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't.
Well, but it's not about quantity. And I don't it's about the quality of that group.
But that's what I'm saying. You know my group.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? I'm cool.
It's a good bunch.
I don't want the wild card around anymore.
But why not just, okay, let's just say, I don't know, you have a 50th birthday party or something, and you know, you invite him to those things, like a big, like, or, you know, your wife has a big, whatever, I don't know, when big events where you're not, it's just not you and him one-on-one, you're not asking him to lunch randomly or whatever.
Listen,
or it's an
I'm not gonna not go to someone's party because he's gonna be there. You know what I'm saying?
So like, it won't be that level.
Well, you invite him to a party you have.
Me? No.
See?
Because I invited him to this one, and look what he did.
Well, he's clearly learned his lesson, and to be honest with you...
No, you see, that's where you're all nuts. He doesn't learn his lessons.
Well,
he doesn't.
To this extent, maybe he didn't before.
He never learns his lesson.
But how
He'll
you're treating him now, he, trust me, he's gotten the message, which is why he said F you.
You would have thought he got it last time when I didn't talk to him for a year and a half, or 2 years, whatever it was. You know what I'm saying?
You just accept people for how they are then. This is just him. It's just how he is. And
how is
you
he?
Love him. He's
but,
just an irresponsible wild card. And you got to love him
want,
for it.
But I don't want to be around that anymore. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like I'm.
Who's saying you have to?
Well, if he's part of the circle of friends, isn't
well,
it normal?
Friends
you part of that?
Have the same issue with him or no?
Yeah, everybody's got the same issue with him.
And
yeah.
He's done.
I have the
he's
same
done.
Issue with him.
You know what I'm
I can't get him to come to my house to fix the electric he did either.
And you know,
and I swear it's not up to code, but what do I know?
My circle is made up of different groups of circles, right? So Jimmy's just one of them in like one group, and then I have other ones.
Are there any
ones.
Jerks in there?
Yeah, but you know, see, that's what
in
I was...
In the circles
and that,
themselves?
And that's like, back to the fireworks thing, right?
A lot of circles, a lot of jerks, a lot
so
of jerks, a lot of jerks.
So he did the fireworks at my house after I repeatedly asked him not to, right? There is nobody else that was in my yard that day that would have done the same thing.
Listen,
nobody.
He was
None.
Wrong, and
None.
He knew he was wrong.
Zero.
But you have to admit, JP, that's on him 100%, and I agree
yeah.
with you on that. You also have to admit you really don't let things go, or you really, like, he didn't sleep with your wife. He didn't murder your, you know,
true.
Aunt.
That we
he
know of, right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's
right.
not, this is
so
not
far.
In life, in the grand scheme of life, that's really not the end of the world. And your reaction to it is really feeling like it is.
But
like,
and that's where you come up with the all or nothing thing.
Yeah.
Just, you got so pissed off and
yeah.
now he's out of your life as opposed to you right. got pissed off and you're pissed off at him for a couple of weeks and then you're back
but
to you're talking again.
This is the... If this was the first time, it would be a different ballgame. This is years and years and decades leading up to
so
where I feel like I'm
to
at
act
now.
Like that now. If,
yeah, but that doesn't make it okay.
It doesn't
Monica.
Make it okay.
Everybody does the same thing with my mother-in-law. Oh, that's just Debbie being Debbie. Well, if you want to be around that and you want to be treated that way, then go ahead and do it. I don't. I choose not to.
And you have that right. And I understand. I do understand that because you're right. You do have a choice to make. I just don't understand why now, out of all these, you know, all these years and all these incidents, you know, it's a pattern. You knew it. You still were friends with him. Why now?
Because now he brought it into my home again. You know what I'm saying? He did it into my home again. The last time around where I cut him out, had to do with things in my home. Like, that's my sanctum. You know, that's my inner. That's where I'm happy.
Give me three good things he's done for you or good memories.
Ooh, good question, Brett. Give me the good things about him, right? You have good traits even, Brett?
Yeah.
Or just good things?
Anything. Give me three good things.
Three good things.
Say happy memories where you're like, aw.
Can I have a commercial break to think about it?
Nope. Because no. If you can't think of it now, then you need he's out.
That's what's that, that's
he's out.
Have I had
why,
good...
Why do you... Nobody needs this. As we get older, we need less and less BS.
Right.
And if you are... If all your... If you can't think of three good things, not even one good thing, without thinking about it for 5 minutes, why do you need it in your life? Get him out of here!
Because he's family. He's family.
He's not family. He's not family.
He's kind of family.
He's just a guy he's known for a long time. Who's been a pain in the ass. And got JP arrested and set up fireworks at his house.
But you forgave him after that. And that's my thing. If that was way worse than setting fireworks off in my house.
I was in my 20s and stupid when they
that's
got
That's not way worse than blowing
arrested.
Up explosives in your yard around
it's
all these people and
it's
places.
It's fireworks. That's not...
No.
It wasn't fireworks. It's wired,
you know,
Gucci-style fireworks.
He didn't go out there, Monica. He wasn't out there with a couple bottle rockets and a Roman candle.
That's what I'm thinking in my head.
No. He was like, you know, 10 o'clock Magic Kingdom. Things blowing up and loud bangs.
You can't even do that in anyone's house, right?
I know.
Right.
I'm well aware. And I knew what he had. And I, listen, everything he needed, there was like soldering guns and blow torches involved. This was not something you go to a book of matches and you light off some fireworks outside the house.
Yeah.
There were big ass mortars involved and loud booms. Like it was.
Wow. I'll tell you what, I think Brett just asked a really good question and really just did a great synopsis of the whole thing. Very solid and cleared out all the haze from it.
Right.
Do you want it in your life? Can you think of any good things? If not, you don't need it.
I mean, like I said,
wow.
I can think of good
times. Right to the point.
I can think of good times.
Just pay the copay at the front, please.
But I can't, like there's no three specific things that jump into my mind where I was
give me one
really
over how many years you can't think of one time where it was like that was a good time.
Oh, I can think a lot where it was a good time.
He's good to your kids.
Yeah.
Is he come up with, you know, specifically good to your kids?
No,
I don't want to make that
really
excuse to make one for you.
He doesn't have much of a relationship with my kids.
Well, he brought them candy to your mom's funeral. That was a nice gesture.
It's a nice gesture.
Right.
He's a friend who's there when you need him.
I would say that I'll give him that.
Except when it's the electrical stuff, because then he's never there when you need him.
Right.
Because that's my experience and your experience.
Except when it comes to fix his own work, then you can't find him.
Right.
But as a friend when you need somebody, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, then you befriend him and keep him as your friend, but you just don't have him do electrical work. Why is that such a big, like, just that's all. Like, you just don't ever have him do that again.
It's
and
like
you don't...
he's hell-bent on like, blowing my house up. You know?
You don't let a friend go, like, just cut him off. I mean, like I said, most times, I think most people, they fade away. They fade because you just know and you start doing other things and your circles don't intersect or you move or whatever.
Jimmy needs, like, blunt force trauma, though, you know?
800-771-1025. 727-579-1025.
Yeah.
Blunt force shovel trauma.
I would love that.
Aluminum bat trauma. Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Be right back. Roger, JP on The Bone, Real Raw Radio. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. Sometimes you got to let a friend go, but where is that line where you actually just let them go as opposed to fading away, seeing less, marginalizing them a little bit, whatever it is. In JP's case, it's a friend from many, many years who did just a couple things wrong over the years that were big.
It's not just a couple.
And it's been, I know, but a big.
They did a couple,
you know, the
big
ones.
There's a lot of littles, but a couple bigs.
Yeah, we didn't go over the little ones, but Blake has been hanging on line one. And Blake, go ahead. You got a comment on the whole thing? Go.
Yeah, I sure do. I had a friend that for several years, we were best buddies, golfing buddies, you know, two times a week. Kids were the same age. And he was the personality a little different than mine. He was more negative. So everything that he did, he knew exactly why it went wrong or why it was right. Well, one of the final straws where we were playing golf together with me, him, and another friend of ours, I made a hole in one.
I had water in my mouth. I couldn't get it out.
Sorry. Like, I'm sorry.
A hole in one score, right? So one buddy, he jumps on my back. That's the greatest thing I've ever seen. Oh, my God. This guy, he says, you didn't hit that very good, did you?
What?
Well, that didn't make me mad. It just, like, surprised me. It didn't surprise me, actually. It just kind of reinforced my idea of his, to be, you know, me or whatever.
Right.
So years go by, and there was little incidents like this. Finally, the last time I saw him, spoke to him, or even thought about him, after a round of golf, he is fuming mad at me because I beat him by 2 strokes. This is serious now, 2 strokes. And we were playing for a Coke. And he was fuming mad, spitting at me, and calling me every name in the book. And I just looked at him and I said, you know what?
Wow.
Here's the scorecard, last game we'll ever play. Last
there
time
you
I ever. And you have to do that sometimes.
Right.
You, just
you
have
do,
to.
You
but,
do.
But, Blake.
That's ridiculous.
Blake. Please
yes.
tell me you
yes.
made him buy you the Coke before you chalked him off. Please
oh, tell- well, no, I didn't.
Oh.
No.
Because, that would have been so petty.
And great.
Well, exactly. I mean, half the time, we never even bought the Coke. You know, it was just mm-hmm. we had a game, you know?
Right. That's it.
He showed his true colors too many times.
Yeah. See, Monica,
sucks.
More proof that gambling makes everything better and more interesting.
See, Monica?
See?
Anyway. Hey, thanks for the time, guys. Great show.
Thanks
appreciate
a lot, Blake.
You.
Thanks, Blake. Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Daryl's on line two. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Just a little advice for JP there. Can you hear me?
What's up?
It's just so simple, JP. If you want to get rid of somebody like that, just lend them some money. You'll never see him again.
Right. Cost you $100 and be out of your life forever.
That's it.
Is that what they say?
I'm not. He's going to. When he needs money, it's going to be more than $100.
Mm.
Yeah. No, you know something? I've never had money issues with him. That's one thing I can say. He has borrowed money before, and he always got right back
just
to me.
Just racking up all the positives. He's
that's
good.
Not a positive.
He's good to your
still
kids.
Still borrowed money.
He's there for you when you need him. To me, that's a friend. Like
he's been there for me when I need him. But he also showed, you know, it's funny.
But so have all the other guys, to be
you
honest,
had said,
in the circle.
You had said he's family. And my buddy Jason, who's down by you down there, sent me a text. He goes, he stopped being family when he disrespected your home. Your circle gets smaller the older we get, and it's okay.
And that's
like,
true. I agree
and
with that.
I mean, he absolutely. I
but
said to him,
think...
I go, no fireworks at my house, please. And it wasn't just
multiple
one,
times.
It wasn't just one conversation.
Yeah, he couldn't have missed it.
It was multiple times.
I don't know
and
if
either...
that's a Northeastern thing or a JP thing or a guy thing or what, but I understand what you're saying. You did tell him no fireworks and he did it. And to me, that's as far as it goes. The disrespecting the home, he didn't crap in your living room. Like, I don't see.
No, he blew things up in front of my house.
But I don't think that's disrespecting your home. That's just him.
Of course it is. No, is it not?
And therein lies the difference. I don't understand.
It's my house.
Do you think disrespecting the home is being too dramatic about it? You think that's too dramatic a phrase?
Yeah, I don't think there was any disrespecting of the house. I think he was an idiot who disrespected you.
How about disrespecting me? Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I can see that because you told him not to. But I don't know if it was an affront on your house. It's your
No, it was more disrespecting me in my home, my own home. You know what I'm saying? Like after, and he showed up there. I called Jimmy, no fireworks, right? No fireworks.
He just lied at your face, too.
Of course he, yes. Yes.
And there it is.
Yes.
Listen, Jimmy, I'm trying so hard, but man, you are making it tough.
You know, he is a difficult, and Rod knows him.
Yeah.
He's a difficult one, you know, and I've kept him around for a long time because, yeah, we'd go out, we'd have some laughs, or we'd, you know, we smoke a lot of pot together.
I mean, he's generally a very nice guy.
He is.
But he's got some downsides, I guess. JC's been hanging on line 5. You just had this happen, JC. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? It happened, actually, it's one of my roommates. We've been, like, I moved in the area about a year or so ago. We've been friends, you know, kind of since. We've been living together, whatever, and it finally just got to, like, a boiling point. He's got beef with one of my friends, and I had my friend over because he was going to be out for the night, and I just let him know. He's like, absolutely not, don't want him there. And I was like, well, you're not even here, dude. And escalated, and finally the point where the guy was like, I can't believe all this crap I'm dealing with you. I've been there for this guy for like a million times, and I couldn't think of, like Brett said, name 3 things the guy's done for you. I couldn't come up with one, and he's like saying that I've got all this stuff that he's got to deal with me. Oh, hell no. So
yeah, but you know,
cross the line,
and I'm not
so
trying
to cut him off.
I'm not trying to downplay it either, JC. What I'll say is this is yours is a year, mine's got decades.
No, yeah,
you know,
right.
I feel you there too. Yeah.
So, JC, you just cut him off. I mean, that's it.
if he wants to repair this friendship, it's on him. I didn't, you know, break the camel's back here. He broke mine. I don't, if it's worth it to him, he'll do something about it. I'm not.
But he's just a friend. He became a friend because you guys, when you moved here a year ago, he just happened to be your random roommate, and that's how you guys became friends, right?
We became friends through, like, a kickball league. We played a lot.
Yeah.
Played
so
together
just casual,
for, like, a year and stuff. So, yeah, just casually, like, met each other. Been living together for 6 months or so, but I've known him for all a year and a half I've been here.
Right. But, and so now it kind of exposed itself for maybe what he really is and what, you know, because you haven't had decades to find out who this guy is.
Right,
and
exactly.
Maybe you're right. Just to cut it off is not that big of an investment.
And it sounds like, JP, you probably got a lot of other really good friends, too. So just like this guy, I don't need him in my life. I've got other good friends that give me everything he does, too. So
yeah. And like I said, there's nobody else that was at my house that would have pulled that move. None of them. None of them.
Thanks, JC.
Yep. See you guys.
Later. That's what gets me. Like, that's what I keep going back to.
Right.
Like, there was not one other person that would have pulled that move.
And the whole thing that he said to other people beforehand, watch John go nuts.
Right. Because he wants to be the man. You want to be the guy. Look at me. Everybody's going to love it. And here's the thing. I love fireworks.
I really do.
Like I said, I was at his house and I watched him and I called him up the next day and told him how great of a job I thought he did. Because he did, like, literally a display that went on for close to an hour. And we're not talking about light something, walk away. We're talking about pallets.
Well, there you go.
Like, if his garage would have caught on fire, it would still be on fire. It was...
All right, so you've come up with, like, one or two things about how, that it was good, that Jimmy was good at or was good for, or, good positive things about him, like Brett asked.
Yeah.
So maybe over time, you end up going to that lunch and you guys talk a little bit, but maybe you just need time. Maybe that's what it is. He's asking you too soon. You're still pissed off.
But he's acting like nothing's wrong. That's what's got me. Like, you can't.
Well, maybe he didn't get to get to the part. He's apologizing.
No.
Right. Maybe that's what he wants to do, but he just didn't bring it up right away. He wants to, like, we do lunch, thinking that you would know that's what he wants to
talk.
Do.
Yeah. How do you expect him to apologize if you close the door on him?
Because, two things. Number one, even if he apologizes, I don't really care.
Because
that doesn't totally fix it.
It doesn't fix it because it's going to happen again.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's going to happen again. And then it's fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Mm-hmm. About fool me 7,000 times.
That's not usually how I roll.
Goodbye. Get out of here.
I don't know where you got that, but I love it.
That's really great.
There's not one ounce of you, a little bit, JP. Is there any part of you that is kind of sad, like, that this had to happen?
Of course.
Okay.
I don't want it to happen.
Then you know what?
I just, Monica, know. I know what you're trying to do, and I get it. And that's why I said if anybody's going to be brutally honest here, it's going to be you. But
She's bringing up good points.
Just going to happen again. It's impossible for it not to. It's just the way he's wired.
And you hit your limit.
He needs to be the guy, and I'm just done. I don't need to be the guy. I don't need to be with the guy. I don't need that.
But your other circle people are going to still be friends with him at certain events and stuff.
That's fine. Okay. And I'm not going to let him stop me from doing things. I'm not going to, like, Jimmy's going. I'm not going. That's not the case.
Yeah, that's not good.
Just be like, hey, what's going on? And then that's it.
Right. All right, we got to take a break. Roger and JP at 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.